Scott Douglas has been a pioneer in noise cancellation, like those noise-canceling headphones you can wear on airplanes to get some sleep. But the SMU professor of electrical engineering isn't lecturing about noise at TEDxSMU. He's talking about how advances in audio technology will affect your live concert experience.
What I want to show is that you can take a voice and manipulate it on the fly and basically add chords to it.
Essentially, instant auto-tuning. Most people know auto-tune as the digital recording process that makes singers like T-Pain sound like robots.
She got me doing the dishes. Anything she wants for some kisses. I'm cooking for when she gets hungry.
But auto-tune was originally developed to repair performances. If a singer is flat or his voice wobbles, the recording can be corrected to sound pitch perfect. Or he can sound like an entire chorus. At his SMU studio, Douglas sings solo into a mic.
My romance doesn't need to have a moon in the sky.
Now he sings solo again, but sounds like an entire a cappella vocal group.
My romance doesn't need a blue lagoon standing by. You can see I can add the harmonies immediately.
You just fired the group.
Maybe another way to say it is we've created potentially 16 groups out of a 16-person a cappella group. Think about how much more music you could create with everyone deciding, hey, I have a little bit different choice.
Like other artistic and technical innovations, auto-tuning became a commercial gimmick, and it gained critics. Rapper Jay-Z released Death of Auto-Tune in 2009.
This is anti-auto-tune, death of the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes, this ain't for sing-along.
It's really the dark side, I think, of technology's impact on music.
Preston Jones is pop music critic for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram.
What auto-tune has done has probably made celebrities and semi-celebrities out of people that might have otherwise never gotten a foot in the door in the music business.
The music business has long been able to improve the sound of less than perfect vocalists. But now such singers won't have to hide the fact that in concert, they're lip-syncing to pre-recorded tracks. They can create studio-quality performances as they sing. For Jones and listeners like him, this defeats the purpose of live performance. A concert is not meant to flawlessly reproduce a studio album.
Which begs the question, why is anyone there? Because, you know, you could get the same impact listening to the album at home on your iPod.
For Scott Douglas, this makes live performance into an athletic event. We come to see and hear artists test themselves to jump higher, run faster. But Douglas works with a different view of the artist.
The concept that music and musical performance is a sport is somewhat different from the concept of the artist who says, I work in a medium. If the understood medium involves technology, then it would seem to me that any manipulation you have would be fair game.
Douglas sees such artists not as athletes, but as producers, sound engineers. And Douglas argues the new audio software that improves performances gives more artists more choices. They can now show us the sweat and struggle, or they can give us seemingly effortless perfection.
So long as the musician is part of that choice, then that's all part of the art. And the fact that we can do it instantaneously means it can be part of the performance.
This is death for auto-tune, moment of silence.
Jerome Weeks, KERA News.